There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yet another wonderful experience this morning. We're messing around, getting the mics all set up and all the rest of it. Didn't notice, but Catherine came in, turned my mic volume up. I just, as soon as you hit that music, I was like, man. That was loud.
I bet you're up now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're awake now. Everything's really good to go. Everything's magnificent. You know, just how it is. But so what's going on with you guys?
Well, we are in the final, hopefully final, day of just snow hell here.
Yes.
Or is it still snowing today?
There's a literal snow-nami going on outside right now.
Really?
Yeah, and the thing is, yesterday was, like, very tame. Like, the drive-in, I was like, this is much better than expected. We got this thing amped up, and it was hyped up to be, you better get your snow plows out because you're going to be trucking through the bad stuff. And it was fine. It was good. And then, you know, late last night, early this morning, it starts coming down. It's kind of like a slushy rain, snow almost, and it's heavy, Tom. It is.
Really?
It's heavy, so it's going to be through like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock today.
Oh,
it's gonna
stink. Man.
It's going to stink.
That's not good. So how many, you got like 8.5 inches yesterday, and now there's more today.
Yeah, this. I would assume that this will push the total up well past a foot.
Yeah.
Jesus. And it's almost April.
Yeah.
What a world. What a world.
Happy spring.
Yeah. The silver lining is that, like, it's upper 30s, 40s the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. So, like, everything we're getting is going to be melting and flooding potentially, like, right away.
Well, flooding.
So, yeah. So I love flooding.
But look at it this way. You're getting snow, but you weren't on a bridge in Baltimore. Did you see that video?
I saw it this morning. It was...
Holy God.
I think there's 7 people still missing that they're looking for in the water.
I could not believe it because I sit down and they show this red circle. And in the middle of a red circle, there's a ship that's going under a bridge. Only the guy runs right into the tower and the entire bridge collapses.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chris Eggert put a video of it up on his Instagram, probably Facebook as well, but like a side view so you can see the entire bridge as it's coming down. And it is, it's incredible.
Unbelievable. So basically, well, I called him last night and I said, so this bridge falling, is that like a, explaining your career, it's just collapsing? Is that what it is? You and the bridge? We got to run it by him when he gets on, don't you think?
Yeah, the Memorial Bridge is,
What's collapsing more, a bridge in Baltimore or your career? Which one is it?
I want to hear how that ham segment went yesterday.
How'd the ham go?
That hard-hitting news.
Right, about as well as the bridge did,
Well, probably true. I don't know what the hell. I think I figured it out, though, because I asked Catherine about this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She said, you don't like ham that's really salty. So some of it, I guess, they salt the piss out of or while they're, what do? They cure it? They cure ham, don't they?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what the hell that means, but, yeah, I mean, I'll have a ham Sammy, but it's not my go-to. There's no question about it. You guys ever been to a Sprouts? They don't have any Sprouts in Minnesota. It's like a grocery store, but it's very healthy food.
Yeah, I would say it's similar to probably like a Whole Foods up here. Maybe.
Okay.
And even even better, actually.
Better? Okay.
Yeah, it actually is. They have this honey nut chicken salad. Holy Christ. I'm going to have to ship a bunch home. That's all I'm going to have. I have to.
I thought you were going honey nut Cheerios. I was going to be like, we've got those here, Tom.
Yeah, honey nut chicken. Maybe that's why I like it, because it tastes like Cheerios. Yeah. I never thought of that. That's a possibility. It might taste like Cheerios, and that's why Tommy likes it so much. I'm just reminded, because I looked down at a headline while I'm talking to you guys, big news for bald guys, toupees are cool now. About 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
I think that's a sentence that I thought would never be uttered in the history of the English language.
We got to save that headline for Phil on Friday next time we talk to him.
Or he'll love it.
Let him know.
He'll absolutely love that. But he always, see, I wear a baseball cap, but I'm not bald. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys who wear baseball caps all the time are bald. But my favorite experience, this is about 15 years ago, right? I have to go in and see the doctor about something. It was nothing serious or whatever. But there's a guy sitting in there in the waiting room. And it turns out, this is like 15 years ago, and the guy at the time was about 90. So 85 years ago would have been, he played with Glenn Miller. So that would make sense. The Glenn Miller Band, which is one of the great bands of all time. And he's telling me all about it and all the rest of it. And I'm looking at him, and his sideburns are gray. The hair around the sides of his head and the back of his head is black, and I mean really black. And then he's wearing on top of his head a red toupee. How'd you get to that combo?
Toupee. I don't think I've ever seen a good toupee.
No, right.
They're always either a little sideways or something's just a little off.
Right. Like. Well, the great thing about what you're talking about, Tevin, is the toupee sitting on his head. So you go gray, you go dark black, and then you go red on top. But like if this were the wig,
mm-hmm.
there'd be like stuff hanging out both sides. Like right here, it'd be hanging out a little bit.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's a very weird look. There's no question. Hey, God bless him, man. The guy was a happy guy. He started playing his clarinet for me because he had a clarinet with him. So I got a guy with three different color hair playing a clarinet for me, which I thought was terrific. It was a wonderful day.
Was he good at playing the clarinet?
Oh, he was really good.
Oh, that's good. That makes up for it then. You could wear whatever color hair you want then.
And he was about 90, so I mean, imagine how good he was back when he could breathe. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, that is pretty old to be playing an instrument that requires a lot of lung capacity.
Yeah.
I agree. You'll get no argument from me, no question. So, yeah, big news for bald guys. Toupees are cool now, unless, of course, you used to play with Glenn Miller. That'd be the big difference. Everything. Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because 15 years ago, so let's say it was 2010,
mm-hmm.
and he was 90, so he would have been born in 1920. So I suppose, yes, he would have been 25 years old when he played with the Glenn Miller Orchestra in World War II. That makes sense. Hopefully he had all his hair then, because I don't think Glenn would have let him get away with a tricolor. But, you know.
Just a nice, when you walk into the barbershop, I'll take the Neapolitan.
Yes.
Exactly. The Neapolitan hairstyle. It's a wonderful thing. We do have to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. What's his name again? I keep forgetting. Crispin? What is it?
That's Crispin? A segment too early.
Crispin?
Crispin.
Oh, that's right, Crispin.
Crispin.
That's
Glover?
Right. It's Jude. Hey, Jude. That's who it is. He's named after my dog. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I always wanted to ask that, but I just assumed that was probably the case.
I'm sure he's going to be delighted to find that out.
He'll be delighted to know he's named after a Cavalier King Charles who has a hell of an attitude. He will literally. Catherine and I are. She's lying down on the couch. We got one of those, corner couches where it mm-hmm. goes out two ways.
Oh yeah.
So I sit on the right side and she lays across the left side of the couch, and Jude will walk up and sit on the floor between us, staring at both of us with his head turning back and forth, like, "Well, aren't you going to help me up on the couch? What, you can't jump up here for? Literally, how lazy are? But it's that special attention thing.
Oh yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Give me some attention. All right, we'll be right back in a couple of seconds. Judd is with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all of your continued support. And to thank you, they are having an overstock clearance and new product sale. It's going on right now. For the best prices ever, when you use promo code TOM, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. You can also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers. They're 100% made in the USA, and they're on sale for as low as $99.99. Well, everything is on sale. From the brand new kitchen towels, they have the same technology as the bath towels. They actually absorb, in other words, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and a lot more, so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com, and please do use promo code Tom.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
When you go to a restaurant, you do expect the chef to be an expert, right? You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work, which makes sense, of course. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Guy's a genius. Don't tell him I said this, but he's a genius at it. But don't tell him. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement, too, which is great. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Here's what you need to do. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Now, all investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tommy B is a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Liar. It is not. You're making it up as you go along. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely and talented Judd Zolgad from Score North.
Thank you very much. That's a nice introduction. I did not know that I was named after your dog, by the way.
Judy. I'm going to say, time for sports with Judy. Ow!
You know, I was, I've told you this before, but I was going to be named Jude until the Beatles song was very popular when I was born. And my mom thought, well, if I name him Jude, they're all going to think I named him after a Beatles song, which, by the way, in my opinion, would not be the end of the world. Yes. But that's how it got switched to Judd.
That's very funny because our dog's name is Jude because Alex and Catherine said we're going to be calling him over. Hey, Jude. So his name is Jude.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, in fact, our dog is named Stella for the same reason. So I can lean out the door and say, Stella! Stella! Stella!
One of the great movies of all time.
So I like it, though. Hey, Jude, that's good.
Or Judy, Jiu-Jitsu. I call them all kinds of different
stuff. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, dogs get... like you don't call, you never call your dog by like the proper name.
Right.
I do the same thing. I come up with aliases, variations. It's like dog is on the run.
Yeah, changing his name.
There's
every
so
day.
Many aliases I've created for Stella that it's like she's on the run. It's like the feds are on her tail.
I love it though. Stella's a good name. Star of the house, Stella.
Oh, yeah, and believe me, I'm sure as you know with Jude.
Oh, God.
The star of the house thing is not far from the truth.
I mean, he, honest to God, will do something like if there's a blanket hanging a little bit off, like, you know, just get home and you dry your face with a towel and just kind of throw it on the kitchen chair. He'll literally go up and go, like, put his hand, a paw on it, like, that doesn't belong here. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay, tough guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, our dog will sit there. If we're on the couch and she's on the floor and anybody has the audacity to have food,
oh yeah,
she will come and paw at the couch, but not like in an aggressively, right. It's more like, okay, you're going to include me, right, you idiots?
Oh, food around dogs. Food around dogs is a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if they just ate an entire bowl of their own food, they still want yours too.
The only thing I don't get about my dog is this one, as opposed to my first dog, is picky. So you will try to, so if you give her something, like for instance, our first dog loved bananas. Not a big surprise, right? bananas. That'd be fine. This dog wants to try the banana, but always forgets she hates bananas, and then will just walk away in disgust.
And spit it out.
Yeah, but I mean, what's up with dogs? Since when don't dogs like everything you give them?
I know. It's a different world. There's no question. Well, you guys probably don't remember this, but I remember back when people used to feed their dogs by opening a can with, you know, the can opener deal. Mm-hmm. That stuff smelled so bad. I don't know what the hell. As soon as they opened it, you could be walking on the street past their house and go, oh, they're feeding their dog.
Yep.
That stuff reeked, man. Oh, my God, did it stink.
I have no idea what was in that stuff, nope. But you are right.
So, speaking of stinking, do we have any good teams?
Well, the Wolves are good. They have they haven't played in a couple days, but they are very good. Other than that, let's see. The Wild's going to miss the playoffs. The Vikings are trying to find a quarterback, although I'm becoming more convinced that they will trade up and draft one. And then, you know, I did some research today on your concerns before I joined you guys. Okay. On your concerns about the local nine, okay? Because I've told you the whole time, you know, spring training season starts obviously tomorrow. But I will say this in your defense of your concern about this collection. The Minnesota Twins are 8-19 in spring training.
Oh God.
That .296 winning percentage is the worst of any of the 30 teams playing.
Yep.
And here's the one thing I found interesting as sort of an aside. Their run differential is easily the worst in baseball in spring training at -47, which means a lineup that's supposed to score some runs, and basically, I mean, they've been playing their regular players of late, isn't scoring runs. So once you get past that, I'm predicting a World Series.
I mean, 12-3, 9-5. Well, 9-5, they'd be more than halfway toward winning. So it hasn't even been that. We have to be 9-4. So they have been horrible in spring training. Not just bad, horrendous.
Yeah, they got shut out yesterday, I think. God. Yeah, they've been. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a look. I'm going to delve into as much as you can. And it has been. It's been a rough spring.
There's no question about it. I love my Twins. There's no question. Here's what I think. If I'm sitting down in my chair and I'm going, let's see. I'm worth about $3 billion. I'm going to take a couple of hundred million of that and have the best team in baseball that never loses, man. I'm going to if I have to piss it away, I'll do it just to make sure that my team, which is kind of what Carl Pohlad did.
Oh, yeah, kind
in
of.
In a way, kind
but
of.
I mean, there were years because of the dome where he wouldn't spend.
Right.
But I'm just saying, hopefully when they play the Royals tomorrow, things can turn around a little bit from how they've been this spring.
So is a 115 game, 105 game? What is it?
I mean, look, I believe it is one. I believe it is 105 in Kansas City, and so they play three. They play three in Kansas City. They play two in Milwaukee. And then they open here against Cleveland.
There you go.
So we shall see. Tomorrow. No, I'm sorry. 3:10 tomorrow.
3:10 tomorrow. Okay.
Yep. You know what? No, I'm even wrong about that. Jeez, I thought they open tomorrow. I'm getting old. Thursday 3:10.
Thursday. Yeah.
Saturday 3:10. So they got the day off built in. Sunday 1:10, and then they play a couple games in Milwaukee, which is not a bad thing because it's domed.
Right.
And they can close the roof there. And then a week from Thursday, they play Cleveland at 3:10 in their opener.
In the home opener. Are any of these games going to be on television?
Yes, they all will be televised by Bally. So you can watch them. Now, if you were younger and we're trying to stream them, then you are in trouble. But no. For our purposes, Tom Bernard, we can watch them.
Works for me because I have yet to pick up. I've tuned in 4 or 5 times, and they say the game's going to be on, and then it never comes on.
Really?
Why would they say it's going to be on, and then it never? It's, we're almost there. Oh, yeah, I've been watching this for 15 minutes, so I don't think you're almost there. I got to be honest.
I don't know about that.
I don't know what the hell that's all about, but I got all the stuff. I got, you know, all the channels you need and all the rest of it, but it hasn't popped up on, it's not on the MLB network. It hasn't been on Bally Sports. It hasn't been on any of that stuff.
I don't think the MLB network would carry it, but Bally certainly should be.
You think so, but so what time's the game today? 3:10? Or that's Thursday.
That's Thursday. Yep. Okay, yep. So they
3:10
yep.
Thursday.
So they go to Kansas City. I think they'll have a workout tomorrow then.
Are you gonna go to the game?
Nope. I'm not gonna go to the one until they play Cleveland here.
Why don't you go down to Kansas City and go by Arthur Bryant's and get Uncle Tommy some ribs and come back home? I'd be the happiest man ever. I have not been to Arthur Bryant's now, I bet you, in 15 years. It's been a long time.
That's a shame.
I love that place.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah, those ribs are okay, right?
Yeah, just okay. Yeah, that's right.
Those ribs are okay.
They're just okay. Well, I think I told you. Well, I don't think I've told you this story, but it's absolutely true. And I felt like I was honored to join the club. I brought back my plate that had nothing but bones on it. There's no meat left. And as I hand it to the guy, the black man in America today, turns around, talks to another black man in America today, and says, and I quote, but I'm going to shorten one word, "I told you that Big N could eat."
Wow.
I was like, well, thank you for including me in the club. I really appreciate that.
Wow.
He was very proud of me. No, just a great guy. Tevin, you've been there, right?
I have not. No.
Oh, there you go.
Not that particular place, no.
Oh, you've never been to Arthur Bryant's?
Nope. Other rib spots in the area, but not Arthur Bryant's.
Gates is good, too. Gates Barbecue down in Kansas City is good, too. Good stuff. Now I want to have ribs for breakfast. Is that a good idea?
It's not a bad idea.
I was going to say, what's like define bad idea?
God, ribs are just, oh, my God, they're good. But I tell you what, if they're made poorly, there's nothing worse yep. than ribs that are made poorly.
Well, how about dry, you know? How about if they're too dry? Then they're just yep. awful. But if they're good with the right sauce, oh, my God.
Oh.
Stop it.
Arthur Bryant's, baby, one of the great spots in America today. That's all I'm saying to you.
Yeah, where does Gates rank compared
it's
to that?
It's right behind it. I mean, it's very close. It might be even keel because they're different, but they're both really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's even, but Arthur Bryant has that long, legendary history. That's one thing about working for Capitol Records and being on the road all the time. You would get calls from people, "Hey, Tommy, I saw on the docket today that you're going to Kansas City. You're going to, you know, Biloxi, Mississippi. You got to go here, here, and here." And that was great traveling on. First of all, you're traveling on Capitol Records dime, so it's not costing you anything.
Right.
Not a bad way to go. But I would get tips, and man, they knew their stuff. It was wonderful.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It is.
And back in the day, Capitol would have been. My guess is they didn't spare a lot of expenses.
They did not.
At Capitol Records.
They spared no expenses. I'll be very, very honest with you. We had a guy.
Yeah.
His territory was just kind of southeast of mine, I think it was. And he was very tall and handsome, and he knew he was very handsome.
Yep.
So every guy that worked for Capitol Records, including the vice president of promotion, his name, I don't know if I should say his last name or not, but everybody referred to him as Farrah Fawcett. And he actually liked it. Like, really? Yeah, I am as pretty as her. I really am. You're right. I look like Farrah Fawcett. Like, well, actually, you don't look like Farrah Fawcett.
Right, right. Couldn't do that now, probably, without getting in a bit of trouble.
Probably not.
I would guess. But, yeah, that, well, you know, people don't understand, probably 70s, 80s for sure, but what the expense tabs were like at, like, media companies and Capitol Records. And, you know, now it's like you can spend $25 a day. You know, and you have to prove, you have to submit receipts. I'm willing to bet Capitol Records didn't really care if the receipts came in from Tommy or not.
You are very correct about that. There's no question. And by the way, I began working for them, I believe, in 1977. I think it was 76 or 77. So think back. Well, you guys, Judd's kind of right in the middle, and you guys are too young. But the number one thing... When somebody, particularly a woman, found out that I worked for Capitol Records, what's the number one thing they always asked me, even though it was 1976?
It'd be something about it.
Probably about a specific client. Who was the biggest name on Capitol Records back then?
Well, they weren't together anymore, but everybody said, "Can you introduce me to the Beatles?" It's like, well, they have
I was going to ask if it was the Beatles.
It was the Beatles, absolutely.
Wow, see, I thought it might have been by that point. I thought it might have been, you know, Barry Manilow or the Bee Gees or...
There were some of the... Bob Seger was big. He was huge. Punch Andrews, his manager, as a matter of fact, he just came up in a conversation. I met a guy and we're talking about... Punch was a great... He was a great guy. Just a really good manager. Bob Seger loved the guy. Those are... We should schmooze about that someday because all the different things that went on, it just, I should have never quit that. Why did I quit that job? Because I quit it to do voiceover, so I was traveling a lot to do voiceover. But I should have stayed at Capital and put the airfare on their dime. It would have been much better.
And you could have done that for years before they said, hey, Tom, what's this extra round trip ticket or something like that? You're right. So what was the job there?
Director of promotion.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Which means director of bullshit is basically what it means.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you headlined one or two pretty good cocktail parties back then.
Oh, I will tell you, Cliff Siegel, now Lauren Siegel. he calls me and goes, are you coming to this party tonight or not? Down at... the old, I think it's a Sheraton now. It was a Sofitel back in the day. Sofitel Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You come to the party tonight? I said, yeah, Cliff, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. I'll be there in a couple of minutes. He goes, what do you want to drink? I said, yeah, why don't you grab me some Heineken? He said, okay. So I get there about a half an hour later. I walk in. Hey, how you doing? Cliffy and Bo Siegel was there. It was wonderful. He said, I put your beer in the bathroom. I said, why'd you put my beer in the bathroom? I walk in there, the entire tub is full of Heineken.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, there must have been 6-7 cases of beer in there, maybe more. It's like, I don't know that I can drink like 75 beers, but thanks anyway. I really appreciate it.
That's called not messing around.
Oh, back in those days, man, with an expense account. And I don't want to get too carried away here, but you know, I only got, you know, you got about a minute left or whatever, but literally you got a car for free, an air travel card for free, an unlimited expense account. It was like being a billionaire. It really was. That's right. Like, holy God.
Yep.
And I quit that job. That's how stupid I am. I mean, think about that. Why would you quit that job?
And at Capital too, where when you went to the, primary place in L.A., it was the great Capitol building, right?
Oh, I love that building.
That's still there, right?
Yes, sir.
With the record, this is just fantastic.
Okay, we'll close with this because I know you got to go.
Yeah.
I'm on the 8th floor, which is the head of promotion, Bruce Wendell. Great guy. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? He's from Philadelphia. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? I need you to do me a couple of favors, all right? I say, yeah, Phil. Phil, whatever. But in any case... I'm up there on the 8th floor, and I'm talking to the vice president and the director of sales and all that stuff. We're having a great time. And I look down, and I see getting out of a limousine where the, what are the name of those two sisters again? They sang together. They were very big in the 70s and
80s. The Pointer Sisters?
Hart. Is it Hart?
Oh, Hart, yeah. Ann Wilson.
Ann Wilson. Yeah, there you go.
Ann Wilson, yep.
So, Ann, was it Ann the big one?
That I don't remember now.
I don't either. Let's say it was Ann, though. She'll get over it. So I see Ann getting out of the car, and she's going to come up, and she's going to stop by promotion first. So she comes, stops by promotion, then she goes up and sees Don Zimmerman. And by the way, Don Zimmerman was one of the greatest guys ever born. I loved it. He was the chairman of the board of Capital, just a great guy. So he's up there, and so she leaves, and Don comes down to promotion, and he goes, hey, you guys, that was a great interview. I just wanted to come down because you guys are doing promotion. She made me a promise. She said she wants to get in better shape. She's going to lose about 35 pounds, and I'm happy for her because she'll be much healthier. She'll have a lot more energy. That's really great news. And as he's talking, I'm looking out the window as her limousine is pulling into Burger King.
Well.
Oh, I'm starting right after this.
Yeah, I was going to say that's one last hurrah right
there.
That's
all it was. But she did it. They were great, by the way. The Wilson sisters.
Oh, great, terrific. Great voices.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
No, no question.
All right, I kept you too long, sir.
No, that's okay. I will talk to you tomorrow, and then we'll talk about the Twins opener, not on Wednesday, but on Thursday.
Works for me. Thank you,
sir.
All
right, guys. Talk to you later.
Judd Zolgad, Score North, ladies and gentlemen. Take a break. Be right back. Chris Eggert will be with us. I thought of, for some reason, well, we started yesterday about, what, 9:45, so maybe that's what I thought it was already. Whatever.
We started yesterday's episode like 20 minutes ago.
That's about right. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one and don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, all you have to do is call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms, and by the way, safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable. He'll help you get top dollar. He's a great guy, too. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lionel Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Let's take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. You heard me talking about them for a long time now. Michael Bilski, of course. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. Well, a lot has changed since 1998. This commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Eggert with this Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. Mr. Eggert, how's your ham?
My ham is real nice. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the show started today, that we had a ham discussion yesterday and that you and I agree. And I thought about it more, Chris, and I think a lot of it has to do with how salty the ham is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not big on really salty food.
If you had to pick a cut of pork that you would prefer, what would that be?
It's no, the ribs, no question. It's not ribs? Even close. Not even close. Love them.
Do you like them dry rubbed? Do you like them like just soaked in sauce?
They got any rub? I'm good. That's all I'm saying. I don't know, because I like them both. I'm being serious. I like, you know, it could be steeped in sauce, could be dry rub, could be, it's, and you get a little corn on the side. I'm telling you, forget about it.
Tevin's shaking his head. Man, that sounds so good right now. This seems to be a recurring theme at this time of the morning. I could eat a whole giant plate of ribs right now. Easily. I could destroy it.
You know what's funny? Every time we talk about ribs, you know what appears in my head? And I don't know. Well, maybe it's his accent. Might be. Every time we talk about ribs, I hear in my head, now some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this, what you understand what I'm talking about. Remember that poke salad, Annie, by Tony Joe White?
No, I don't remember
you
that.
You guys have to find that song. You got to play a little Poke Salad Annie for. It's one of the great Southern rock songs ever written.
I'll have to look that up. It sounds a little ZZ Top-ish the way you were.
In a bit.
the beginning of what song is it where they're that's gonna drive me crazy. I'll think of it in like 3 hours what song I'm talking about from ZZ Top. But anyway,
in the beginning of the song, he talks about his girlfriend and calls her a wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Yeah, AJ's got to find it. It's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Sounds like a nice gal.
Yeah, sounds like a very friendly woman. There's no question about it. But he was from either Mississippi or Alabama. I can't remember. But really nice guy. But he did have that accent. He had to talk to, and he didn't open his mouth when he talked, so you kind of had to pay attention to what he's talking about.
Is this one you're talking about?
You got
about?
It?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad. Poke salad. You snow girl live down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her.
Oh, you're going to fade out the straight razor tote woman.
Because that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana.
That's good. It'll go on too long. We'd have to pay for it if we played it any longer.
Man, that does make... I would love to be sitting in a barbecue right now.
Oh.
A barbecue joint, hearing that. Swilling a nice, gigantic beer.
You got it. Tony Joe White, one of the greats of all time. He had a couple of hits. He didn't have more. I think two or three hits, maybe something like that. But just but again, you go backstage and it's already noisy as hell back there. Tony Joe, how you doing?
Everything going really well, Tony. How you doing?
Like, okay, Catherine, what's up?
Whiteout conditions in Watertown, Minnesota.
Whiteout. So Andy's not going to be in today.
Well, he's wondering if one of these guys could stay.
Or we could just fold up the tent. Oh, we can't fold up the tent.
Well, we can see if she can come in tomorrow.
Yeah, we can do that. Because you guys don't want to stick around and do that if it's snowing that badly, I wouldn't think. Don't make faces on here, trying to look all cute. 100. Did you see it? Oh, look how cute I am.
Andy says he can only see like 100 feet in front of him.
Oh, where's Andy at, Catherine?
People. Watertown.
Watertown?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing this morning switched from rain to, snow, and it just right over the area here, and the roads are way worse this morning than they were yesterday by far.
That's what I hear, yeah. So it doesn't sound like we're going to have an afternoon show today, or family show, because Andy lives about 45 minutes out west, so it'd probably be impossible for him to get in here. I got to ask you guys a question since we got to go in about a minute or two here. I've never met your girlfriends or your wives, but I'm assuming they're attractive women. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll speak for all three of us. Yep.
Like Catherine, every time they're on camera, they do this. You see that face she was making? Like, stop making faces in the camera.
She did make a face. That was pretty funny.
She did. Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, look how cute I am. Okay, yes, dear. Yes, dear. I remember the first time some of my friends met her. I got there first and said, I thought your girlfriend was coming. I said, yeah, she's coming in a couple of minutes. Comes in. She sits down and everybody's like, and they would look at me like Tevin would be me. So they go. They're looking at her. They look at me. It's like, shut up. Leave me alone. That's all I have to say. Any closing words, Mr. Eggert?
Yeah, we're just watching that situation out in Baltimore. The bridge collapsed this morning.
God, Chris.
I would say thankfully it happened when it did in the middle of the night. And we don't know. They've rescued two people so far. We don't know how many people might be down there. But had that been like a rush hour thing or had it been, you know, it so... that's it. We'll keep an eye on that all day, obviously. So that's going to change here as we get more information on that. So
you said seven people are still missing.
Well, they think there were seven people, and I'm not exactly sure how they even calculated that to be honest, because we were watching the feed of the bridge prior to the ship hitting it, and it's hard to calculate how many cars are actually on the bridge. Ooh. And there are also some city workers that were up there at the same time too, apparently doing some work. So
not good.
Yeah.
All right, let me say goodbye.
Goodbye, Chris. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Tommy.
Goodbye. Nice seeing you again. Thanks,
guys.
Chris.
Have a good day.
Channel 5's you too, sir. Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation. 952-925-5608. We'll take a break. Be right back. Roma Downey. I'm looking forward to this. Great interview. Should be coming up next, right after this.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it does. It says on the sheet that she's supposed to be on at 8:45, yep. But on the one you sent me, it says 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't erase the 9 o'clock one. She's on the phone right now. AJ's getting
Oh, she is. Okay, good.
All squared
good.
Away.
Would you erase this thing so I know what the hell's going on?
That's
it's only
my
about
bad.
The 50th day in a row.
I'll erase that immediately.
Yeah, good. A lot of good it'll do me after now. But yeah, could you straighten that out?
Yep.
I know it's really a bitch to cross out a 9 and put an 8:45 in there.
Yeah, it's apparently more difficult than you would
Yeah, apparently.
Think.
Apparently. Other than the fact that it's wrong every day, you know, I just wouldn't worry about that one yesterday, though. We're going to have a guest on for 2 hours. Like, what? By the way, she turned out to be a phenomenal guest. We should have her on sometime. She was a terrific guest yesterday. Had a really nice time talking to her. And so AJ schmoozing with Roma Downey right now, is that the plan?
Yeah, they're setting things up.
I'm just waiting for her to connect here, and then I'll bring her on.
Perfect.
Forget it. It's too late. She's burned through 2 whole minutes, so they're out of the mix. That's all I have to say. Jerry Seinfeld's now a billionaire. You saw that yesterday?
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit where...
Oh, that's right, we did. That's right.
I would have assumed that he was already a billionaire just because it seems like he's everywhere doing everything imaginable, but good for him.
But, I mean, he must have invested his money well because you don't come in like a billionaire just because you got a sitcom.
No, and especially back then when it didn't pay probably as much as it would if it was on TV today.
A lot of appearances, I suppose.
Yeah, and he's always touring, so I guess that would help out. But it's not $1 billion worth of comedy shows.
I wouldn't think so. No question about it. Don Rickles would have been a billionaire, and he was never even close to a billionaire. But, yeah, that's a whole different kettle of fish. I just we'll have to see how it goes. Oh, my God, this is not a friendly headline. That bully from school, they probably make more money than you do. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. The guy's a pain in the ass, and he's got more dough than the rest of us. That's really great news.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, that's not what you like to hear, because you always think, like, that was what I was saying, like, oh, you know, don't listen to your bullies, because you'll grow up and, you know, they'll be working for you one day. And so to hear the bullies doing all right doesn't make you feel too good.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true. You know, you might have been right. She might not be on until 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, I know she. We got the call. I just was told, hold on. She's trying to connect, and I'm still waiting. So maybe give me another minute or two here.
Interesting.
Not a problem. Does she have to be out by a specific time?
I will ask.
Because it says 10 minutes, so I assume we've already burned through about 4 of that.
Yeah,
so
we should be able to hopefully get her extended a little bit.
Right till 9 o'clock.
Because, yeah, it wasn't, from talking to Artie, it didn't sound like she had a hard out.
Magnificent. Now, like I said, she'd be a good guest. I hope she can make it on. But I think whenever there's weather like this, oh, I did find out, by the way, there's a possibility. I don't know if it's going to happen, but Alex might be coming in. And if she comes in, she can engineer the show, which would be great. And if she can't come in, you guys probably should get home anyway.
Okay.
If the weather's that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad, huh?
Yeah, it was trending that way on the drive in. Bad thing about here, we don't have windows to look out, so I'm sure that it's probably twice as bad as it was a few hours ago when we drove in.
Yeah, Andy said out west it's really bad out there, so who knows? You can only do what you can do.
And out that way, because my mom lives in Hutchinson, just outside Hutchinson, and so it's like all flat and just windy, so I'm sure that snow out there is just whipping around.
My uncle used to live in Hutchinson. I loved him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Roma Downey. How you doing, Roma? You damn right, Tom. I know exactly what you're saying.
Nope.
Hello?
I just talked to her. So I know she's on the line. Roma?
Is the phone line muted?
No.
I love it. Okay, so I'll be Roma. Okay, you asked me a question.
How was it to be on Touched by an Angel? That was a very popular show back in the day. My mom loved that show.
I hate angels. Never cared for them. I tried to get them to change the title. It didn't work. What are you going to do, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's talking. Roma. Roma, Roma. Ding dong. Roma.
Roma.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
Nope.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, well, whatever.
I know it took a while for her to connect, so there might be a signal issue on her end.
Yeah, but she's already burned through half her time.
I know.
I like Roma Downey a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I really do like her a lot. She's rather, matter of fact, let me read about her, even if she doesn't come on, then you know about it. Amazon Prime's videos, The Baxter Series, which will be available starting right now. Based on the worldwide best-selling book series by Karen Kingsbury, The Baxters is a riveting family drama that follows Elizabeth and John Baxter and their 5 adult children. Season 1 of The Baxters centers on Elizabeth and John's daughter, Carrie. Could be Kari, but I think it's Carrie. Who learns the shocking truth that her professor husband, Tim, has been secretly having an affair with one of his college students. What kind of a slime ball is this guy? Am I right?
Yeah, the way to live up to the stare.
Is that good? A good or bad buzz?
Well,
Roma's on the line.
Roma!
Hello, hello. There. Hi,
magnificent.
Hello.
You made it, Roma. Magnificent.
I'm here.
It all works out in the end.
This morning, but we're here.
Where are you right now, Roma?
I am in Malibu, California.
Oh, the reason I ask is because in Minnesota, It snowed, what now, about a foot and a half, something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, about that.
A foot and a half, Roma. How'd you like that? Where are you from originally, by the way, Roma?
I'm originally from Ireland. And
I've
moved halfway across the world. I've come from the land of the rain to the land of the sunshine. Although, actually, we've had a lot of rain here in Los Angeles in the spring. And it's going to be so green and beautiful for Easter.
That's what I've heard. I could tell you my favorite Irish or Ireland story if you got 1 minute. What do you think? Okay, I can't say it the way the taxi driver did, but I went we went to Ireland, then we went up to Northern Ireland and hopped in a taxi. And as we're driving around, he goes, I got to show you. I'm not even going to try to do an Irish accent, Roma, because it'll just make you angry. You'll go, that's a terrible accent, Tom. Stop doing that. Right?
I'll go for it. I'll give you a lot of leeway on this one.
Well, thank you, Roma. I appreciate it. So we're driving along. He goes, I got a couple of minutes from here. I got a statue I got to show you. It's a very, very special statue. I said, okay, sounds good. So we're driving along, and he goes, there's a statue. Look at it. I looked at it and I go, yeah, it's a beautiful statue. He goes, no, that's not the point. There's a very special area you got to check out. I said, okay, what's that? And I won't say the words that he used. I'll say breasts. But he didn't use the word breasts, Roma. The driver says to me, Tom, you got to look between her breasts. Do you see the bullet hole? I'm like, what? So my first experience in Northern Ireland, to see that somebody shot a woman right between her breasts in a statue. What do you think?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I thought your accent wasn't bad. The good news at least is that we have a peace in the north now, so that's a blessing.
Yes.
That that we've figured out how we can all get on together, and
it is
because we belong to each other, and I'm committed to making projects and writing books and making movies and TV series that remind people of that. And this new show, The Baxters, really does that. It's a beautiful family drama. And told through the lens of people who believe, people who have faith. They're not perfect people by any means. They have the same traumas and dramas and issues that the rest of us do. But it's just when the Baxters are brought by life to their knees, we see them pray. And, we don't often get to see those values reflected on TV shows. And so I was so interested in this when I first read these books by Karen Kingsbury. She's a New York Times best-selling author, and she had millions and millions of these books in print. I couldn't put that first book down. It was such a page-turner. And I didn't know Karen personally, but I was able to locate her number. I called her up. I said, listen, would you please, please entrust me with the rights to this book? It needs to become a TV series. It's great storytelling. And I'm grateful that she did entrust me, and we are now have a beautiful series, The Baxters, launching on Amazon's Prime Video, and I really think people are going to enjoy it.
I don't think there's any question about that. It's kind of a little scary at the beginning here. One of the Baxters, season one of the Baxter centers on Elizabeth and John's daughter, Carrie. Is it Kari or Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie.
It is Carrie, okay. Learns the shocking truth that her professor husband Tim is having an affair. Man.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's like, these are real challenges, real painful things that this family go through. But, I feel that on some level, the audiences are going to relate to the family because this is the kind of stuff that happens in families, and then we have to be there in support of each other. So the Baxters isn't going to shy away from, the challenges that can show up in a family's life. I think it's just how they choose to deal with these things through the lens of people who believe in God is just a little bit different and unique, and I think is what makes it a very special show. It does play out like a soap opera. The episodes are short and very bingeable, but rather than call it a soap opera, we are calling it a hope opera. Ooh. And I just know that families everywhere will curl up on the couch together and just sort of binge through this hope opera together.
I think it's a wonderful thing. You know, what's interesting about what you're talking about, Roma, because I have noticed I've been doing interviews now for, God, over 50 years and all the rest of it. And I have noticed in the last probably 2 to 3 months, people are referencing faith and God a lot more than they were. Is that because it seems that the world right now is really unsteady and everybody's angry? I've noticed that quite, which is great. I think that's wonderful if it calms everybody down. Do you think that's part of it?
Yes. Well, I would think maybe. I think it's the, you know, we need hope. We need connectivity. We need to be reminded of the goodness of God and the goodness of each other. We need to be kind to each other. You know, I think these things are important. But personally, you know, I've been in the faith space since my Touched by an Angel days, right? I mean, and that's 30 years ago. I've been interested in telling stories that uplift and inspire, and have been doing them from then, playing Monica on TV and then producing the Bible series with my husband, A.D., Son of God, Ben-Hur, you know, on and on. The list is long. Last year of the Easter season on Amazon Prime Video, I produced a wonderful movie called On the Wing and a Prayer that starred Dennis Quaid and Heather Graham.
Ooh,
if any listeners saw that one. And so I'm thrilled that Prime Video gave me the Easter spot again because my movie was a big hit last year. I think that this time of the year in particular, it is the season of hope. And people are looking to gather together as a family. This is a family show, The Baxters. You can watch it together with your, you know, grandma, with your kids. It's there's something for everybody in it. And we had great fun making it. You know, it takes a village to do anything. I get to go out front and talk about it, but a lot of people brought their A game to make this TV series very, very special. And I know that once people start binging it, you know, my hope is that they'll get online and they'll start telling each other, because this is how Touched by an Angel became a hit. It was a grassroots experience. People just started sharing. People went to church and said, have you seen Touched by an Angel? You need to watch that. And so that's what my hope for the Baxters is, that people start chatting and saying, have you guys seen the Baxters? Have you seen these important themes they're dealing with? Have you seen these, you know, gorgeous actors that are on there? The kids are all really spectacular. You know, it's a nice-looking family, and they're not always making good choices, but they always love each other, you know, and they help each other through. And so family is modeled well on the show. And at the center is John and Elizabeth. They have these 5 grown kids. For a long time, I haven't been on TV. I've just been producing. But I stepped back in front of the camera to play Elizabeth Baxter. Ted McGinley, as they say, is playing John Baxter. And we get to see in them and in their marriage, we get to see love and commitment and romance modeled well. You know, I mean, oftentimes we're watching shows where people hate each other and everybody's split up.
Yes.
It's nice to see a couple at the center of a show that are holding it together. Now, the drama is sort of brought in by the issues of their kids, 5 grown people. You can be sure everybody has, you know, something that they're not doing right, something they need advice on. And this first season is dealing with an infidelity. And everybody has an opinion on how the daughter should navigate that. It's such good, you know, it starts with, in our business, we have an adage. It said, if it's not in the page, it's not on the stage. And this starts with just really strong storytelling. As I say, I couldn't put the book down. I believe people will binge The Baxters because they just want to know what happens to these remarkable people.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. And I do think, Roma, I love what you just talked about there, what you just said. I do think the world has to get back to believing no matter what it is, there's something more important than you are. Because so many people right now think they're the biggest thing that ever happened to the world. And we got to kind of get away from that, I think. Don't you believe that, Roma?
Yeah, I do. Well, I always think there's, you know, we have to make space for, you know, for God in our lives. Mm-hmm. It's what gives our lives meaning. And, you know, and you know, it's very important to me. It's, you know, as a believer, my life has been changed. But, you know, and I wanted to infuse this series with those themes. But it's, you know, but I hasten to add, it's not a preachy show, you know, that you wouldn't.
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't have to believe to enjoy the drama. But I think for people who do believe, to see characters on the screen that reflect their values, to see characters on the screen who are not afraid to hold hands and pray for somebody, mm-hmm. Is unique. We just don't get to see that, you know. And so I find it comforting because sometimes I watch TV, but I never really see anybody that looks like me or my family. <You know?
laughs> Not anymore. Roma, I'm so glad that it worked out.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's great. I know it's a season of hope, and it's a show. It's a hope opera, but it's fun and bingey. So check it out, and when you do, please come find me on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook because I would love to hear what you all think of it. You know, back in the day, I used to get fan letters. Well, nobody's writing fan letters anymore.
No.
You could jump on and leave a comment on a post I make about the Baxters. I'd love to hear what you think of it. I hope you love it. It was made with love for you.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to say. I will tell you one bit of warning, though. It's not Easter this year. It happens to be my wife's birthday on Sunday, so it's apparently it's Catherine Day. So there you go.
I like the sound of your wife. Please wish her happy birthday from me. And yes, and tell her she's got to watch the Baxters.
I will tell her. Roma Downey said to watch the Baxters. I'll close with this. My wife is 5'11" and has very, very red hair. So she's right in your wheelhouse. You'd like her.
Wow. That's well, I have red hair, but I'm a lot than that.
Roma, please come back. I love talking to you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Roma. Happy Easter. Ladies and gentlemen, Amazon Prime Video, the Baxter series is available now, as a matter of fact. I've always liked Roma Downey. She's a very sweet person. Have you guys noticed that yourselves, that there are a lot more references to having faith in something than there have been for the last several years?
It's getting a little more prominent, I would say, for sure.
Yeah. Especially as kind of the world seems to be falling apart, you got to be able to grasp onto something.
Exactly. And again, it's not all about, you know, you got to believe what I believe. It's just you have to understand, and I don't care if it's God or what it is, there are things in the world a hell of a lot more important than you. So get your head out of your ass and let's live together, shall we?
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. Yeah.
Works for me. We'll be right back. That's not going to be Josh Arnold. He's not the guy I'm going to follow, but, you know, we'll find out right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured.
Bradshaw and Bryant.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit OneKeyWest.com. That's OneKeyWest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You damn right. That's all I have to say. Is Josh ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Josh Arnold joining us, ladies and gentlemen. What's the latest, Josh?
The latest, the interest rates right now. The 10-year Treasury has moved up a little bit to 4.25%. The two-year is sitting at 4.6, but the 30-year has come down, and mortgage rates following on that would also come down a little bit. That could be a positive for the housing industry as interest rates come down. We've got your friend and Florida resident, he of the property down in Mar-a-Lago that a judge says is worth $18 million in a court case. But when he was running and having trouble getting a bond, they all of a sudden said, oh, well, if you sell your property, you should be able to get $500 million and therefore that's have correct. Enough money for the bond. Thinking, what the? Well, that's a WTF on that one.
Yes.
We'll say the presidential candidate from the Republican side just scored a big number as his Trump media merged with Digital World Asset Corporation, in a SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Company merger that took place today. And the price jumped $20 a share from $50 a share closed yesterday to opening at $70 and change. There's only 37 million shares outstanding in Trump Media. And the bulk of the shares are owned of Trump Media are owned, of course, by DJT, which is the new market symbol. Now, there are many here. The company is not making any money, has very low sales, but gets a lot of publicity from the media and gets several mentions from financial commentators, including the mention that I'm giving it. This is not something that I would be wanting to put my money in, primarily because the company makes no money. Mm-hmm. And the largest shareholder could be selling it any time. But even with the stock jumping today, this is still not the high that this stock had when it first came public as a Special Purpose Acquisition Corporation, a SPAC. It was even higher than this, just on the hype. Again, not something that I would run out to, but it is going to get a lot of commentary as it does add to DJT's net worth. But beyond that, anything I say could be taken in the political spectrum. And as my number two son likes to say, he is Switzerland when
standing
it comes
in
to
the
politics.
Middle.
He is Switzerland. No comments. We are neutral on this.
That works. Well, two things I gotta bring up. $18 million for Mar-a-Lago. There's a lot right next, right down the block from there. The lot, the empty lot, is for sale for $20 million. So, $200 million, not 20.
Okay, I don't think the empty lot that's down the street from Mar-a-Lago has as much acreage as Mar-a-Lago.
No, it does not. But yes, $200 million.
And I also do not think that the lot down the street from Mar-a-Lago has the, we'll call it, architectural and or historical significance.
Right.
Of that particular property.
Now, what about Truth Social? Somebody told me he sold half of Truth Social for like $3.3 billion.
Well, Truth Social is a part of Trump Media.
Right.
So I don't think he sold anything. I think that this is just part of the merger with Digital World.
I see. Okay.
World, which became Trump Media. So that's the selling. You have a special purpose acquisition corporation goes out as a blank check company. They go out and they raise X amount of money, and they have 2 years to find a company to merge with. If they don't find a company to merge with, they return investors' capital. So
okay.
This is a planned merger for several years, and it's now come to fruition. I'm not sure of the timing of this, which is kind of odd given all the circumstances and circus around DJT. But there are also some other companies that have recently filed and gone public, again, with little or no income, but a lot of hype. And there are people saying, oh, DJT, another company called Reddit, RDDT.
Right.
Also a company with some revenue, but no income, and also not a lot of shares outstanding, are two of the new meme stocks or MEM stocks, adding to the old list of a close to bankrupt company, GameStop, which several years ago generated and still generates a little bit of hype. I prefer investing in companies, and I say investing in companies as opposed to trading, which is a different story. Companies that do make a little bit of money and have some, we'll say, significant growth potential, with the largest holding favorite Apple, which is suffering through a lot of noise. And I say a lot of noise. We have the European Commission has passed their new Digital Marketing Act, which affects platforms in Europe, and Apple is considered a platform, as is Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram and Reels, and ByteDance. You might be familiar with ByteDance because they own
China.
TikTok. And
yep.
I know that you're always on TikTok watching fat men dancing in bikinis.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I wouldn't even know how to find TikTok. That shows you. I have no interest whatsoever. Josh, but another already, brilliant report. That's all I have to say to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you on Friday morning, correct?
Correct, correct. You'll see me in my usual spot atop the bike.
Oh, you're not coming in again? You lazy bum. Why'd you stop coming in?
You're not there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I can't give you a hug and a kiss.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it in just a few weeks. All right, pal. I will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. I'd rather get a hug and a kiss from his mother and not him, but, you know, it's just the way it is. I love his mother. She's a very, very good woman. Speaking of great women, we'll be. What are you guys laughing about? Just because you threw that at me.
Oh,
I can't
no.
give you a hug and a kiss.
That's just not what I expected that call to end like. That's
no. No. You don't hear that a lot between two
bum.
Men on.
Right. You bum. He's like, you're not even here.
We'll be right back. Kristen Burt will join us right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You horn tootin'. Kristen Burt, what are you smiling about already, sister?
I look really tired. I just looked at myself and I was like, whoa.
No, you don't. You look fine. Don't worry about a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Burt Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So, what are you going to do? Right?
What am I going to do with all the celebrity controversies happening in the last 24 hours? What I know Kevin's eyes just went.
All right. So I'll shut up. I won't. So what's going on?
Should we start with Diddy or should we start with Sacha Baron Cohen? Which one do you want to start with?
They're both filthy pigs. So what's the difference?
That's pretty much what it sounds like. Allegedly. Just so we don't get ourselves in trouble.
Oh, I think we're okay.
I don't know. Sacha Baron Cohen right now is very litigious. So let's just we'll keep the allegedly in there.
Okay. We'll do that.
Do we want to start with Diddy? I feel like this is the bigger situation.
Yes.
Yeah, we can start with Diddy.
Yeah, we can start with Diddy. I think we talked a little bit about Diddy when the allegations first came up from Cassie Ventura, in terms of sexual abuse, sex trafficking, emotional abuse. These are stories that honestly have been floating out there for a very long time. But she sued him, and 24 hours later, he settled the case right away.
Yeah.
But then several other cases came up, and Cassie Ventura's lawyer, who's representing a Jane Doe victim as well, said, hey, we welcome any type of criminal investigation. And that criminal investigation sure did happen on a federal level. And once the feds come to raid your home, not only in Miami, but also in Los Angeles, you've got a massive case. And there is something there if they are raiding your homes.
How did he make so much money? I mean, that house has got, what is that, about a 100,000 square foot house in Malibu?
Yeah, he's got some big homes, big property. He's got property in New York City as well, in the city as well as out in the Hamptons. He's been one of the most prolific hip-hop producers over the last several decades. Probably not as prolific in the last, I would say, 5 years or so. But I would, going back to like the 90s and the early aughts, he was really busy and a pioneer in that space. But obviously, behind the scenes, there were a lot of dark things going on. And I think what's interesting about a lot of the allegations is that currently it's women who are suing, but there are also men that seem to be involved in this sex trafficking as victims, or at least there are whispers of it. So it's kind of interesting to see how this will all play out, because it's really uncomfortable, because you sit there and you think, why was like a 13-year-old Justin Bieber living with him, or a 14-year-old Usher living with him? I understand that, you know, he was their mentor at certain points. But again, if we talk about the Michael Jackson case, parents, again, handing their kids over to Michael Jackson.
Yep.
What is going on?
Yeah, let's not be doing things, handing your kids over to anybody, but it's just... So this is all about sex trafficking, about sexual abuse. It's about, so what is
power? It's about power. It's about power.
Right.
Yeah. And I think too, I just, obviously with the feds involved, that means that there is, you know, it's across state lines. That means that there are multiple people involved. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, to be honest.
You mean just his iceberg or all the icebergs out there?
There could be interconnected icebergs. I really do feel that people don't operate in a vacuum, you know, that they are working with other people. They find like-minded people who have a darkness to them. And it's not just one person sex trafficking, because you have to traffic. If you're taking someone, you have to traffic them to somebody else as well. So that is, it's a problem.
What is that? Does anybody understand what that is? That in order to, I suppose we all live different lives, and I didn't live a life like that, but I just don't understand that whole forcing yourself on somebody or what. I don't, what is that?
I'll speak as a female. It is a power. It is a power thing. And
I guess.
It gets, you know, as a woman, we see it happen to us all the time in many different ways. And it can be in very subtle ways of just cutting us down. It can be in the workplace.
Okay.
It can be in a social situation. And it's we've been raised on these gender roles that men are the dominant sex. So when you're raised like that and you think that women are less than, and you think that they are there to serve men, if you have a real darkness about you, maybe they think someone like me is there to serve you, not just like in the household, but maybe sexually, or, you know, that is a problem. That idea is a problem.
I could understand that. I just, I don't know. Well, Diddy's obviously not my kind of guy, because every time I've ever seen him interview, he's an arrogant prick. But other than that,
I also would love to hear from Jennifer Lopez, because she has
really
hinted that that has been not a great relationship. And he was cheating on her left and right. And I do think, I mean, and he also got her involved in probably her only major legal situation when they were all in that club one night and that remember the shooting, and it was a really big deal at the time, because Jennifer Lopez, she's not a drinker, she's not a big partier, she even though she lives a very big life, she does not live that like drug, sex, rock and roll type of life. When she was with Diddy, there was an edge to her that I don't think she had ever previously seen, and she was brought to jail on that night. And she was exonerated, of course, but she knows a lot. She knows where some of Diddy's skeletons are buried, I think.
That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. So do you think, I mean, obviously the fact that they raided both of his houses in Florida and California, he's got some major problems. Did he flee to London? Somebody told me.
Yeah, there was a big yesterday, like he's fled the country, and it seems like, according to TMZ, that he is in Miami still, or he wasn't allowed to leave. Mm-hmm. They have video of him at the airport. It looks like he was stopped. But his plane is elsewhere. So did his plane go and he stayed? But it looks like they were stopped on the tarmac. So they were very well aware. And I wonder if he was tipped off that, hey, someone's coming to your house. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, let me just go to my private jet at the private airport and see what I can get away with. But and just to so everyone knows, it's the feds of New York that did the raid in Miami, the New York office, I should say, that did the raid in Miami and Los Angeles. So obviously in New York, the case is progressing forward.
God, I saw the video last night. There were a ton of cops. I mean, a ton of them. Man.
Yeah, both in Miami and in Los Angeles, helicopters. We're talking about major police presence, shutting down the roads. Allegedly, and it looks like his son, I think it was Sean Combs and King, were in handcuffs at a certain point at his Miami property. This is major. I mean, if I were Diddy, I would probably be sweating a little bit this morning.
Sure sounds like he should be, because they don't stick, 200 cops on you? Somebody told me it was like 200 cops total.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of
it's
cops.
What should have happened to Epstein. Let's put it that way. Jeffrey Epstein deserved this treatment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he got the treatment. Yeah, I love that. Oh, he killed himself. No, he didn't.
No, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. I will never believe for a moment that he died by suicide because there were too many weird things. Like all of a sudden, what do you call them? Like the wardens,
the correctional
bailiffs,
officers.
The corrections officers, thank you.
There you
were
go.
Nowhere to be seen. The cameras were conveniently broken. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yep, you're
come
absolutely
on. That was
right.
An inside job of some sort. And someone, I feel like it was an inside job, but somebody was paid to make it happen.
Sure looks like it. I just happened to be watching the news when that whole thing started. I thought, what the hell did he do for 100 cops in Miami and 100 cops in California, Los Angeles?
I think it's bigger than Diddy. I feel like is, whether it's a network, whether it's oftentimes, and I always think about this with the Larry Nassar case, where the sex abuse case, he was trading child sexual abuse matter back and forth with other people, and it's alleged that it was also with Jared. Remember Jared, the subway guy, caught in that? And there was another gymnastics coach that also died by suicide that was involved in. They were all sort of swapping material, and they all lived in the same area, like Michigan, Indiana. And you're like, how do people find each other, whether it's the dark web or, I mean, what do you do? Like, is there a code word? It's very strange to me.
I think the code word is Bert. That's what I've heard.
No, the code word is you're disgusting.
You mean me or them? That's what
them,
I
them, not you.
Oh,
then
not me.
You,
I'm
Tom.
Not disgusting. Well, I'm glad well, I've never, I've never been arrested in my entire life. Is that unusual?
I've never been arrested. Has anyone else?
Oh, no.
Or, like, technically, yeah. I was arrested.
Technically,
as a minor,
were we arrested on what? Tavin, come on.
Underage drinking in college.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not fair. They,
yeah, that was not our best moment in Fargo, North Dakota. I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
Technically, yes, I was too, but it was for this, like, drunk driving, like, program in high school where we had to, like, put on a thing. So, like, I got booked and everything like that. And I got thrown in a jail cell and stuff.
Like a scared straight
type of situation. Yeah, it was called Arrive Alive. It was...
Oh, Arrive Alive. Sure, I remember that.
I used to do some of those crazy, like, scare you straight programs. I know that, like, Mothers Against Drunk Driving used to, like, bring, like, a smashed up car. And then the mother who lost their kid would be, like, telling this horrific tale. And you'd be like, oh, my God.
I understand. Now, you had another. You said, should I go with the Diddy story or what else should I go with? You had
Rebel Wilson. She has a memoir coming out called Rebel Rising, and she's been talking about this a-hole that in Hollywood that she did not enjoy working with, and she didn't name him until the actual a-hole decided to start threatening her with a lawsuit, and he also hired a crisis PR firm. And this is when you know, when you hire crisis PR, you know something's coming down the pike. And she said, you know what? Forget it. Because they're at this level and they're threatening me. His name is Sacha Baron Cohen. God. And she put it on her Instagram story. She's actually talked a little bit about this in the past on a podcast. I think going back to 2014, they worked together on the Brothers Grimsby. And seems to be a power situation where he would often, she played his wife or girlfriend, I guess, in the movie. And he'd be like, we want to do this scene. You have to be naked. Come on, Rebel, be naked. And remember, she's at the beginning of her career and he's kind of at the height of his fame. Mm-hmm. And it is super easy when you have no power and it's your big break to go, okay, I should probably do this. And she refused. And she's alleging that he hired a body double to then do the nude scenes without telling her. And then was asking... This is great. I can't believe I'm going to say this. But then he asked her at a certain point, he's like, wouldn't it be a funny joke if you put your finger in my butt crack?
Hilarious.
And I think about this now. And I know that there's been a few high profile actors, Sean Bean comes to mind, who have been pushing against, even Jennifer Aniston, pushed against having intimacy coordinators on set that choreograph a sex scene or choreograph a kissing scene or choreograph anything that would feel awkward or intimate. Mm-hmm. They didn't have intimacy coordinators at that point. An intimacy coordinator, I can guarantee you, would shove that entire idea of the finger in the butthole out the window right away. Be like, no, we're not doing that.
So I don't really understand. So he wanted to do this on film?
On film.
Okay.
Now, to his defense, he is saying that there is evidence, there's video evidence, there's interviews saying that what she's claiming is not true. Why do you hire a crisis PR firm if you think it's not true? I would just say to my publicist, like, here's the evidence. We can present our case. I think we're okay.
Do you ever think of getting the hell out of Hollywood?
No.
No, I love all this stuff.
I love it. It's great. But it's funny because my life is so normal and boring. I mean, I live surrounded by the chaos and I get to do really cool things, but I don't involve myself with people I shouldn't be around. And again, I'm not in situations where I'm like working with Sacha Baron Cohen and where he's lording power over me or anything else like that. Right. But yeah, I mean, remember, the Brothers Grimsby is over a decade old. So I think, too, it's one of those situations where I think we know better. Hopefully we have for women, we feel like we have a stronger voice and say in all of this. There's more union protections in this. And I Rebel Wilson is a complex person on her own, too. Some people love her. Some people don't like her. But I kind of believe that this is probably how it happened. It probably went down very similarly to how she's telling it. Because Sacha Baron Cohen, very challenging of a personality. Have you interviewed him, Tom?
Long time ago. He was not funny in the least.
He's difficult. And
he's a very difficult
guy. He's difficult. And I don't know if everyone remembers when he went down the red carpet. I believe it was the Borat year at the Oscars and like threw like a bunch of like what turned out to be, I think, pancake mix, like Bisquick all over Ryan Seacrest while he was interviewing him. God. And you're like, who does that? And I was there that year at the Oscars. And I mean, the carpet was just like this big white cloud of mess. And, you know, listen, you don't have to like the Oscars, but understand a lot of people spend a lot of money and put a lot of effort into this. And for some people, it's their big night and to be honored. And then all of a sudden now Ryan Seacrest is doused in like white flour and they have to go and find him a new tuxedo. Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's really weird to have that behavior as a stunt.
All right. A listener wants to close with this, the answer to this question. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want to know if that finger butthole thing is where the term dookie stick came from.
I don't have an answer to that.
Does anybody know? I mean, you've heard a dookie stick before, haven't you?
A dookie stick? No.
I have.
Oh, you've
not
never heard of it?
No. Mm-mm.
But AJ, look it up for tomorrow's show.
AJ, look it up on Urban Dictionary because it's probably there.
Yep. I'll make sure I do that on a work computer.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I was saying it. Do it on your own iPhone. Don't do it on.
Wait till you get to the Hubbard office.
Oh my gosh, HR is going to have a field day. And we were like, where's AJ? We got him fired.
That'd be so great. Hey, Stanley, give me your phone. I want to use it for a second. Yeah, that'd be good over at the Hubbard office.
That's
that'd
not
be wonderful.
A good idea whatsoever.
All right, now I. Very vile report this morning, Kristen. Thank you so
disgusting.
Much for that.
It was disgusting. I just want to say, though, I was at this summit yesterday with, like, Dr. Jill Biden. I'm going to throw in the name. Halle Berry and Kerry Washington, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
But I would love for us to – they had a really great discussion on social media. I know we've been talking a lot about it. I know you were just talking about it in the last segment, too. But I thought about it when I was listening to the summer. I'm like, I wish Tom was here because he would actually love this discussion.
See?
Yeah.
Now, I would guess that since nobody has arrived yet, we're probably not going to do. Have you heard from anybody about the family show?
Nope.
I kind of doubt. Well, if Alex was going to come in, she'd have been here by now. So, how many inches of snow now? Kristen, you need to know because you used to live here. You've been through winters and how many inches of snow you got so far in the last 2 days?
It's at least been like 6 inches, but I think we're going to be nearing by the end of the day, and this is including like yesterday with like rain and stuff too. I think it's going to be close to a foot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it ain't looking good for the family show. I'll tell you that because
you guys
they have come
drive home
way.
Safely too. It's
well, that's the
great.
Other thing. I don't want them staying just because the drive home is going to be a real thrill. But so you're glad you're living out in L.A. now instead of Minneapolis? Is that what you're saying?
I am. Earthquakes and all, I am.
When anybody brings your name up to me now, I'm going to do this. Oh, yeah, her.
I literally bring the most disgusting things. Like, I just feel like I'm like the gross girl on the show.
On a daily basis.
Like, what is that? Just call me gross girl.
Gigi. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Gigi.
Gigi's next.
Thank you, my dear.
Sorry.
We will talk to you tomorrow, though.
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. So what I'll do is I'll just kind of hang out, and if they do end up showing up and want to start the show 20 minutes late or something, we could do that too. But you guys, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you then.
Right, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.